These are the exterior recordings for Stu's Practical Jokes Fun Fun number 90, taping November 28, airing January 31st. And yes, and every time there is a phone insert, I will say phone insert, and we will start immediately, if not sooner. It's time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, and Oscar Malloy. Jeffy, I got a great trick to pull on Oscar.
Tough luck, Stewie's not even here.
That's the beauty of it. It has to be done over the telephone. Now get this.
Search, but he won't find one because I don't have one.
I'm sorry, I can't make out what you're saying.
I said he can look and look, but he won't find one.
Yes, I'm sure he will find one on your premises. You better get yourself a good attorney, pal, because you're going to need one. Our man will be out to your place shortly, and if he can't find the blue box on your premises, he'll assume that you've hidden it. We know you have one, Buster, and you're dead.
Stu, that was cruel. You probably have poor Oscar scared to death.
I know. Any second now he should be calling me. Now what? What did I tell you? Just listen to this.
Hello? Stu, the phone company's accused me of blue boxing. They're sending a special agent over here right now. I don't have a blue box. What can I do?
Calm down, boy. There is a way to overcome the special agent, but you'll have to follow my advice very carefully, okay?
Yes, Stu. Yeah, anything. Anything. Just help me.
Okay, first of all, unscrew the handset from your telephone.
Why?
Do as I say. Unscrew the handset.
Okay. Okay, now what?
Interchange the mouthpiece and the earpiece so that the earpiece is where the mouthpiece is supposed to be and the mouthpiece is where the earpiece is supposed to be.
Okay, now what?
Take that cord that the handset is connected to and wrap it around your neck and shoulders.
Huh?
Do as I say, damn it!
Okay, now what?
Make sure the handset is hanging above your head in front of you.
It is, now what?
Now this next part is the most important part.
Hang the handset on a tree branch and wait for the first hint of autumn so you'll fall gently to the ground.
That's very funny, Stu. Oscar's really mad.
You don't think it's funny because you have no sense of humor, Jeffy.
Well, you can just bet that Oscar will get even with you.
So what? I'm not afraid of that little shrimp. What can he do?
I can hardly wait to see what you're going to do to Stu, Oscar.
Jeffy, even though he tries not to show it, have you noticed in the 3 weeks since Stu pulled that phone trick on me, Stu's been more nervous each time he sees me?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have. It's probably because you keep telling him that you're going to get even, and he keeps waiting for when you finally do.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'll keep telling him that I'll get even, but I never will. Stu'll be a nervous wreck in no time at all.
Hi, guys, what's new? Uh-oh, it's Malloy. What have you done? Did you put soap suds in my toilet? Did you put ants in my underwear? Did you poison my food?
Stu, I'll get even with you someday, and you'll never know when until it happens.
You're just a bad sport, that's all.
That was a good dinner, Stu.
Well, I guess I sort of owe it to you, Malloy. After all, this is the second month anniversary since I played that joke on you.
Hey, you're right. Time sure flies, doesn't it?
Come in, the door's open!
You Stu Funphone, pal?
Yeah, who the hell are you?
The name's M.A. Bell. I'm a security agent with PT&T.
Well, what's on your mind? You caught me right at dinner.
Look, pal, you told me to come in, so I did. It appears you've been lying to us. For the past 2 years, you claimed that because of your low income, you could only afford a phone with vacation rate. Then you went to the PUC and made them make us sign an agreement so that you were only to pay half of your monthly phone bill until your income went up. We just now discovered that you are running another line in here, something called Funphone, and you're running it without consent of the PUC.
Look, whoever you are, I don't know what the hell you're... Oh, wait a minute. I get it. So, Malloy, you finally retaliated, did you?
Huh? What are you talking about, Stu?
Malloy. Hey, pal, would your first name be Oscar?
It would. Why do you ask?
Well, I caught both of you just at the right time. You are under arrest for tampering with telephone company equipment, switching mouthpieces and earpieces around. How disgusting.
Yeah, that's really clever, Malloy, having your friend here arrest you so it looks like it's for real. Well, it won't work. Look, stone face, if I were you, I'd take your shitty telco schlock and excite your gonads with it.
Hey, pal, maybe you don't realize who you're talking to. It just so happens I have authentic documents right here to prove you've misled us.
Yeah, let me see those. Oh, really? Ha, ha. Ha, ha.
Okay, ha. Pal, okay, that does it. You've had it. First, let me cuff the little one. Now you, pal.
Get your greasy paws off me!
You've just ripped up official phone company papers, and you're really in for it, Klondike.
Stu, he's not kidding! Look out the window! An official telephone company car! It has bell symbols and everything.
Oh, God, Malloy, you're just saying that because you know I won't look out the window. So I'll nab you in your own little game. I'll look out the window. Yeah, and just as I thought, there's nothing there but a car with a huge bell symbol on it. Malloy, you really think you have me, don't you? You mean he's...
Hey, pal, allow me to reintroduce myself. M.A. Bell. Funko Security. Let's go, you.
Sir, I apologize for my behavior. It's a long story, and I'm sorry I tore up your records. You're right, I have been lying to your company, but I was going down tomorrow to straighten everything up. Really, I was.
Sure.
Shut up, Malloy! This is all your fault!
My fault? You started all this.
Both of you shut up. Come on, pal. You guys will have plenty of time to talk in jail.
Sir, isn't there anything I can do to make up for my disgusting behavior?
Well, I don't always make exceptions to criminals, pal, but I'm pretty soft-hearted. Yes, there is something you could do that may get you off with a light sentence.
Well, what is it? What is it?
Remember now, pal, I said may.
Yes, sir, I know, but please tell me what it is.
Okay, look, take all the papers you tore up and tape them back together.
Yes, sir.
Then go and have each photocopied 5 times, signing your name clearly at the bottom of each copy.
Yes, sir.
Then go out and hang in a tree branch till next autumn.
What? Oh! Malloy! You did do this! You did do this!
Oh, I swear to God I didn't. But I wonder who did.
I did it! Jeffy! You did this?
Yeah, didn't you hear me? You are great, M-squared. And so are you too.
M-squared! John, is that you?
Told you.
I should have known better. Mr. M.A. Bell. M.A.
I'm surprised you nerds didn't catch on.
Jeffy, why did you do this?
Simple, Oscar. Stu knew that sometime you would try to get even with him, and I thought that if I could catch you off guard as well as Stu, your reaction would be spontaneous, and you wouldn't give the joke away. Don't forget, I know how bad an actor you are. We make fun phone tapes together, remember?
Very funny.
And all the time I thought it was Stu doing it to me again and going along with it.
Sure you did, Malloy. That's why you were shaking and still are.
Look, you...
But where did you get the Telco car?
I borrowed it from Brucey. I'm surprised you couldn't figure that out either, you Klondikes.
Of course! Uncle Brucey got that job with Telco last month! Oh, boy, am I a dope.
Well, at least you finally agree with us.
Listen, before a fight ensues, I guess I'll be going.
Goodbye, John, and thanks again.
That's goodbye, ass breath.
Well, I hope this has put an end to your practical joking once and for all.
It certainly has.
Yeah. Boy, am I glad Stu finally got one played on him.
Hey, Malloy.
Yeah?
This trick that Jeffy just pulled on us, were you scared?
That's obvious, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Don't you think we should get even with Jeffy for putting us through this?
I'm way ahead of you, Stu.
Hey, now, wait a minute, you guys. You said before you were going to stop playing these jokes.
Yes, on each other, not on you.
And we don't plan to keep on telling you that someday we're going to get even.
Oh, gosh, no. We're going to do it right now. Wait, you guys. I just thought I'd try something new, that's all. You guys sure have a good sense of humor, right?
M.A. Bell was played by M Squared. This is Stu Funphone speaking.